throw it to Coleman, but she was cutting towards the lane, and Jordan Gramlin comes up the steal. She's going coast to coast for the runner. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. That won't go either. Another rebound for Jordan Gramlin. This time she'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line as we're 36 seconds into the third quarter. Anna McCarron picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. So Jordan Gramlick, so far one of one from the free throw line with 5 points. First free throw is up and in. Now this is a stat that can drive a coach crazy. Alma 100% from the line so far. Mountain Home, zero.
Yeah, we 0 for 8, and I think they've had 4 or 5. This has been their fifth one.
Okay, so they missed one. Yep.
Matt, you're learning.
There you go.
You're learning.
So they're four. So she missed the second one. They're now 4 of 5 as a team, 80%.
That just flipped the switch out there.
Well, Husky tried to throw it down to McCarron. She couldn't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds, and Alma's going to get it back.
Not an ideal start. 2 turnovers for the Lady Bombers to start this second half.
7-11 left in the third quarter. Now it's home up 22-17. Lady Airedales with a chance to make it a one-possession game once again. Parker into the front court. Throws it to Jaden Gramlick at the free throw line. Looking for Jordan Gramlick. Says she's going to go into the lane, going up for the runner. This one won't go. Gets her own rebound. And another foul can be called. Looks like on the floor.
You're going to get Anna McCarron.
Yep, that is McCarron's second personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. 6:55 left in the period. Now it's home up by 5. Parker will inbound the ball on the baseline for the Lady Airedales. Tries to throw it into Jordan Gramlick. Ball knocked away by Coleman. It goes out of bounds. And Alma will inbound it once again. Parker looking to inbound it. Trying to figure out where to go. It gives it to Jaden Gramlick. She's looking to make a move on McCarron. Has the ball knocked away and stolen
by Parker Husky. Parker came in from the guard position as she was trying to set up her post and dug in low and knocked that ball away.
Donkers dribbles to the right side. Gives it near the top to Coleman. Coleman dribbles to the left. Up top to Husky. Over to Moore on the right. Now up top to Yonkers. Over on the left side to Husky. Up top to Coleman. Coleman dribbles into the lane, and she's called for the carry. So another turnover against the Lady Bombers, and Del Leonard's seen enough. He wants a timeout. A little break with 6:21. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 22-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
You know, we were just talking about things that can drive a coach crazy. So far in this quarter for Mount Tom, 3 possessions, 3 turnovers.
Yeah, no shots. We don't have a shot on the rim yet this second half. And, you know, good thing our defense is playing good, because if not, you know, if we're playing a good team, this would could have got out of control early.
Jordan Gramlick with it up top. Dribbles to the right side.
Stay down, Emma.
She tries to throw it to Jaden Gramlick. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Coleman. Here's Husky with it back the other way. Gives it to Moore on the right side. Moore has it knocked away. She is able to chase it in the backcourt, and that's not a backcourt violation. She's back across the timeline. Dribbles into the lane. And she's called for the travel, or are they going to call? Where are they going to call? No, they're going to call foul on the floor. First, I thought that one guy was going to call travel for a moment. But anyway, they're going to get Jaden Gramlick. That's her first personal foul. Second, first team foul against Alma here in the third quarter. 5:40 left in the period. Mount Tom with the ball, leading by 5. 22-17 is our score. Yonkers will turn the inbound pass to McCarron in the paint. Out to Coleman near the left corner. She's going to dribble to the elbow. Now goes into the lane. Throws it out to Moore. Moore dribbles up to the top. Gives it there to Yonkers. Alma in a man-to-man. Yonkers dribbling into the lane. And she'll be fouled.
Yeah, the Mount Home coaches wanted to foul before it. She two-hand straight pushed her backwards, and good job Jayla taking through the contact and staying through it.
That's Kylie Poole's second personal foul, second team foul against the Lady Airedales. She'll check out of the game as Brella Hughes comes back in. 5:24 left in the third quarter. The Mount Pass goes to Moore in the paint. She puts out the immediate jumper, rolls around and falls in.
There we go.
Lakin Moore with her first 2 points of the half. She's got 15 on the night. Back to a three-possession lead from out to home. 24-17 our score. Ball goes to Jordan Gramlich. She dribbles up top. Now gives it to Hughes. Hughes dribbles to the right side. And now travel's going to be called. So Mount Home's going to get back with exactly 5 minutes left in the third quarter as they lead by seven. I was laughing because I heard Leonard and Husky say in unison that is a double dribble.
Yeah, she picked the ball up like she's going to shoot it. And
yeah. Late foul call. And boy, Jordan Gramlich is really expressing her displeasure. And she got a tackle.
That's right. That's right.
So she gets, so first she gets the foul, which is her third, and then the technical foul, which is her fourth, because this counts as a personal. And that is the fourth team foul against Alma, the third and fourth. Oh, or they gave it to Jaden Gramlich.
Yeah, Jaden Gramlich.
Oh, it looked like it was Jordan then.
That was Jaden.
Okay, I'll be doggone.
So that's her third, right?
No, that's Jaden Gramlich's second. Lakin Moore hits her first free throw here, and that's Mountain Home's first made free throw of the night. And then she got one more, and then Mount Tom will inbound it on the sideline. 4:50 left to play in the half, and Moore does get the second.
That technical foul is the team's fourth personal foul.
So we'll be shooting. They're in the fourth. They're in the bonus arc. You know, this is the game they like to play. They are real handsy, and they're a physical team. That's what they did at Alma. Is they were physical against us, and it was tough for Mountain Home, and here they're getting the fouls called on them. So let's see if we can take advantage and get to the free throw line this quarter and make our free throws.
Lady Bombers up 26-17. Husky with it. She's going to dribble into the lane. Now she will throw it to Coleman on the right side. Coleman dribbles to the low block. Out to Husky on the wing. Husky about to have the ball knocked away. He gives it to Yonkers. Yonkers gives it to Husky. Husky's going to dribble to the right side. Gives it there to Coleman. Up top to Yonkers. Now, she'll be fouled.
Get hands off of it, man.
And Mount Tom's going to be shooting free throws the rest of this quarter. Demaya Parker picks up her second personal foul, 15th foul against the Lady Airedales here in the third quarter. So, Jayla Yonkers at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's got 5 points so far this evening. And if she gets at least one, it will be a double-digit lead for the first time.
Your coach is over here asking, saying, like, what do we got to do to get a foul call? Well,
I think she was wanting a travel call earlier. So,
is that what she's
doing?
Yeah.
First free throw for Yonkers is up and in.
I mean, they are clear fouls when they're playing defense on us. They're actually got both hands. Their hands aren't even out. Both hands are pushing on the hips of the Mountain Home Lady Bombers.
So that does put Mountain Home up double digits for the first time tonight. One more free throw for Yonkers. And second shot is up. She gets both. Seven on the night for Jayla Yonkers. Mountain Home up 28-17. Parker with it. Into the front court. Met by a double team. Her pass knocked away, and a fight for the ball. Is it going to be a jump ball? It will be Alma's ball in the possession arrow.
Good read there by Parker. We got to do a job on a double team, and when we got that double team, Parker read that pass ahead. Got her hand on it, but Gramlich was stronger with it, but good job Parker getting the tie up.
By the way, that's Parker Husky, for those of you that are confused, because Demaya Parker is Chloe Gregory coming in for Alma, replacing Brella Hughes. Jordan Gramlich inbounds it to Demaya Parker. Parker with it up top between the circles. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Husky. Husky across the timeline. A cart right there on her. Gives Coleman at the elbow to Husky on the left side. Up top to Moore. Moore's going to dribble into the lane. Put up the jumper. Rolls around, falls in.
Yeah, that ball's hanging on the rim, and you know you're having a good night with Lakin when that ball hangs in and goes.
She's got 19 on the night. Back quickly comes to Maya Parker, going in for the layup. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. She's quickly back the other way with it. Now Mount Home has number as Coleman's going in for the layup. Good!
Good pass by Jayla. Really good pass right there by Jayla. Drew the defender, hit Whitten in stride for the layup.
And Alma's going to call their first timeout of the night. We'll break with 3:25 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Alma leading Alma 32-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home on a 10-0 run right now as they're up 32-17 on Alma and almost come up with a turnover
10,
in the backcourt.
We're on 10, we're on 10, 10, 10, 10.
Here is Jordan 10, Gramblich 10. Has the ball knocked away. And it's going to be a 10-second count.
10-second
so Alma's going to turn it back over. With 3:14 left to play in the third quarter. Kylie Poole's going to check back in for the Lady Airedales as McKinley Cart. McCart takes a seat.
Good defense there by the Lady Bombers in our zone press. We did a good job keeping Gramlich in front of us, making her throw that ball backwards. When we did, that was over then for Alma.
Husky with it. Gives it to McCarn in the paint. And a foul's going to be called on the floor. They're going to get Isabel Benson with her third personal foul. Mountain Alma already in the bonus. So Anna McCarn back at the free throw line. So far she is 0 of 2 from the line with 2 points. First free throw is up. Good. There we go.
Yeah. She kind of has this weird, I say weird, it's a little different free throw technique. She puts that ball all in the right hand and does it one-handed. There, she didn't stop halfway through. She came up and nice fluid motion just like that one.
She gets both. We're so far at this quarter, Mountain Alma 6-for-6 from the line. Mountain Alma up 34-17. 3 minutes left to play in the quarter. And another steal for Mountain Alma in the backcourt. Here's Coleman going into the lane. For a layup. Good.
Nice job right there. First to the ground. Wins the battle. Lakin was the first to the ground. Parker came in and cleaned it up. Good job. Nice pass by Jayla, too.
Mountain Alma up 36-17. 2:42 left to play in the third. Here's Parker with it into the front court. She's going to I think she was looking for Benson, but Gregory was there to pick it up. Ball goes to Jordan Gramlich. Her long three won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Coleman. Coleman quickly into the front court. Throws it to Husky near the right corner.
Let's go.
Her three-pointer's up. No good. Offensive rebound from Karn. She'll throw it back out to Moore. Moore with it on the left side. Gives up top to Yonkers. Now Tom's going to set up the offense.
Yep, we're going one-on-one right here. Jayla with her girl. Go to work, Jay.
Yonkers going to pull up on the right side for the three. In and out and back in.
There we go.
Jayla Yonkers with 10 on the night.
17-1 quarter right here. Lady Bombers winning this quarter 17-1.
How many bounces does that take?
That a lot.
39-17, Mountain Alma up. Ball goes to Poole in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around. Ball still being fought for. And it's going to be a jump
timeout.
Ball.
No,
Alma is going to take the timeout. They're going to say they have possession of it. So we'll break with 1:49. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 39-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals as Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, formerly Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes both trained athletes or weekend warriors do suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you on the road to recovery, and back to playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home.
Alma had the first point of the quarter on a free throw. Since then, Mount Tom has scored 17 straight. Yeah. They're up 39-17 with 1:49 left in the third quarter.
We're starting to look like the old team of the middle of the season here, where our defense is leading to easy layups, and then that leads to open shots, and that bucket just gets bigger every time we do that.
Parker with it, dribbling to the low block. She'll be fouled on the way up. Oh, there they're going to call on the floor.
On the floor, yeah, good call.
We're going to get Parker Husky. That's her second personal foul. 13th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter.
14 turnovers already by Alma to the Mountain Home 7.
Parker will inbound it on the baseline for the Lady Airedales. Throws it to McCart in the right corner. To Jordan Gramlich near the low block. She's looking to make a move for the layup. Off the glass and in. Good move.
Sometimes better offense is better than good defense. And that was good defense by Witten, but really good offense by Gramlich.
She's got 8 on the night. 39-19, Mount Home leading it. 1:23 left in the third quarter. Moore with it on the left side. She drills to the top. Gives it to Williams. Over on the right side, it goes to Husky. She drills to the corner. Up top to Fossus. Over to Moore on the left side. She'll give it there to Coleman. Coleman drills toward the top. Gives it to Williams. Williams dribbles on the right side. Gives it to Husky. 15 left on the shot clock. Down to Fossus in the lane. She's going to put up the layup. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich.
Libby's had a couple of those that just fell out.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ball's knocked away, but Jordan there, Gramlich's there to pick it up. She drills toward the free throw line, puts up the jumper. Good. The thing was the size of Haven Welch right there on Fossus.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So 10 on the night for Jordan Gramlich. Now to Tanoma up 39-21. 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Husky with it, gives to Coleman. She's going to try for the three in the left corner. Good! Witten Coleman with 7 on the night, all here in the third quarter.
She had a good third quarter at Greenbrier.
Yeah.
Maybe the third quarter's hers.
Jordan Gramlich with it in the front court. Gives it to Parker. To McCart on the right side. Out to Jordan Gramlich. Down in the left corner, it goes to Poole. Cross court to Parker on the right side. Down to McCart in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three. No good. And foul's going to be called on the rebound tip. They're going to get to Poole with the push off. That's her third personal foul. Alma, Mount Home already in the bonus, so Sarah Williams will be at the free throw line.
Sarah shooting right here. Going to go to the line because we are in the bonus. See if we can get these free throws.
12 and a half seconds left to play in the third quarter as Sarah Williams goes to the line. So far, she is 0 of 2 for this evening. First free throw. Good.
Yep. Whatever we talked about at halftime sure helped our free throws.
Well, no kid. Bailey Rittenberg's going to come in for Mount Home, replacing Livy Fossus.
Tell me that you had this lineup in. Look how small we
are.
Yeah,
I know. I wouldn't have expected this.
All guards once Jayla checks in for Sarah, it looks like.
Yep. Sarah Williams' second free throw is up. She gets both. Her first 2 points of the night. So she'll check out the game as Jayla Yonkers comes back in. 44-21, Mount Home up. 12 and a half left in the third. It will be McCart inbounding it. Trying to throw it to Poole. It goes knocked out of bounds by Yonkers. So it'll be Alma getting it back. That took 1.8 seconds left off the clock. Off the clock, that is.
We got one back here. We got one back here. Do we know where she's at?
Jordan Gramlich will inbound it on the near sideline, a far sideline. Gets it into McCart. Finds Welch back the other way, going in for the layup. No good. Coleman gets the rebound. Down to 5. Coleman has the ball knocked away. Welch comes up with a steal. She's going to try to beat the buzzer with a three-pointer. No good, and we've come to the end of the third quarter.
Good third quarter right there.
Yes, it was. We've got 8 minutes. Let's play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Alma 44-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at Big Box Brad.